This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Audrey Cunningham, 11-year-old little girl, Livingston, found dead in the Trinity River, literally attached to a rock and sunk. Horrible, horrible death. The man that they have charged, Don Stephen McDougal, now he's facing capital murder charges. He was brought onto the property by grandma, by dad. They wanted to give him a second chance because that's the Christian thing to do in their mind. They went and they looked online. They said they went to the sexual offender database and he wasn't there. And because he wasn't there, well, never mind the Nazi tattoos all over his body, the Aryan race tattoos all over his body. And I don't know, if you took a look at, just Googling his name, you might have found a little bit more information that would have said, maybe he shouldn't be living on our property and maybe shouldn't be looking after our 11-year-old little girl. But these are all observations happening after the fact. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. This is one where you just shake your head and you want to scream because there are dumb people out there. And it's a question here of, were these just really dumb people, meaning grandma and grandpa and dad, or is there something else happening here? Because this just seems far too dumb than it needs to be.
Yeah, you know... It's funny, I was trying to come up with, you know, my highfalutin words. I was thinking moron, dumb, fool. I'm completely with you on this one. The thing that was really profoundly simple that you said is there more going on here? I think so. Yeah. I don't know what it is though. So when you watch that video of the interview of the grandparents. Mm-hmm. We just talked about this on the other case. When you're expecting to feel a certain emotion, and I can only go back to thinking of Harmony,
Montgomery,
that horrendous murder of that little girl. I got goosebumps and I'm getting misty thinking about little Harmony.
Yeah.
And why? Because every time we hear about Harmony, we see the photo of Harmony and it's always about Harmony, and what was done to Harmony. And it's a compelling story. It's you're connected to it. Even though the mom has had her issues with drugs and rehab and all these things, you still can feel the love as not as well acted out as other mothers might have, but you can still see that she struggles with what happened.
Yeah.
You know, you can feel it. When you watch the video of the grandparents in this case talking about talking about Audrey, you're just like disconnected.
Completely.
I felt nothing.
Yeah.
There's no tears. There's a fakeness. And the grandfather, I was expecting, again, I go into these things kind of very open-minded, very present, expecting, you know, to have a compelling story. And the first thing that, I mean, he starts talking about the Amber Alert system. He starts talking about law enforcement. And so I asked myself, what's missing from the dialogue that we're listening to?
Yeah.
The stories of a little girl.
Completely. I mean, the initial reaction, and we're going to watch some of these videos here in just a second, is 100% blame on the system. It's the system that failed us. It's a system. We want to make legislation to check. Like,
right.
Your granddaughter's dead. Like, what are you talking about making great, make that your mission for the rest of your life. Why are we going on a legislative mission when she's not even buried yet? That to me stood out as very kind of bizarre. Like, cool, make it your mission for the rest of your life. But right now, she's not even in the ground.
And here's a way, you know, for aspiring behaviorists like we all are, to really listen and watch videos like this.
Yeah.
What's always really telling, and it's very telling in this video in these video clips you have, Tony, is when someone is answering questions that aren't asked.
Yeah.
that means it's on their mind. And that's what makes you go, why are you thinking about that? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I think is really telling here.
Let's take a look at, this is one of the interviews that was done with the grandparents by a local news station. Here's our first clip.
History, and we're going to give them a second chance, like a lot of people were passing over on them. And you went a step further and you checked that registry. Did you feel that gave you peace of mind and that you did your due diligence before letting somebody stay here?
I did.
That was our largest concern, you know, because I think people have come to depend on the registry you look on it, and unfortunately that is part of our society. And some of it is earned. Some of them are truly needed to be on the registry. Some of them were just, they got caught up in the moment and they wound up on the registry. So there is gray areas in the registry, but then there's a big dark hole where people who committed a sexual assault wound up plea bargaining down to a misdemeanor, and because it's only a misdemeanor, they didn't have to register. That's the hole that we want to work on closing.
There's so much there. Number one, he's like defending sexual predators because they got caught up in the heat of the moment. And, you know, when they got charged.
And this is where we got to be really, really sensitive. But so Tony, here I am. I'm thinking I'm going to watch two bereaved grandparents talking about their little girl who's been murdered.
Yeah.
And he talks about the sex registry. And people that are on it sometimes were just on it because they were caught up in the moment.
What the
F is that?
Yeah.
So my entire framing of this entire thing shifted right there. And I went like a laser on him. Is like, that's interesting statement.
Yes.
I have never heard of a case where someone was on the sex registry because they were caught up in the moment.
Yes.
So anytime you got a ration, so, and this is where I'm not going to have any conjecture whatsoever, but anytime you're rationalizing a behavior away, that's interesting.
Very much so. We have two more clips to play here. We'll go to the next one in a second. But I also found it interesting, t-shirts and graphics that have been made, and Audrey has wings. She's an angel now. And we have literally a set behind them. I can guarantee that reporter did not go in there going, here, wear these t-shirts and let's put these pictures behind you because we've made the set back at the TV. They didn't. I mean, they had this all ready to go.
And they still didn't even talk about her.
They didn't talk about her. No. Let's go to another clip. This is, again, Grandma and Grandpa not necessarily talking about the death of their granddaughter, but legislation that they want to have put in place. Mm-hmm. Literally, she was buried in the last 7 days.
Crime Stoppers of Houston have offered to help us go to the Texas State Legislature and promote a bill, which we're going to call Audrey's Law, to help close that loophole. If they started out with a sexual assault and they plea bargain it down, they still should register so people know that that person has that history. And then you can make up your decision and base your actions on that. We just didn't have the tools. And to do background checks on everybody, they're extremely expensive.
Excuses.
And don't let them on your property.
Yeah, the guy that shows up with the Nazi tattoos and the Aryan race shit, maybe not a great guy to put on your property. I don't care. God. You know, I mean, you can be Christian all you want. There's plenty of ways to be Christian and do good and help people without putting this guy in your backyard with your 11-year-old granddaughter living there, and then trusting him to take her to school and somehow have access to her when you're not around. These just seem like people who do not want to take any form of responsibility for the exposure that they put their granddaughter in. It's like, let's make laws. Let's make t-shirts. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do everything. But look at ourselves and go, we fucked up.
You know, I just don't get the motivation here. I don't understand it's really, really odd behavior.
It is.
And, you know, both prior and now. I mean, it's just really kind of all over the place to me what they're currently doing. I mean, it's like they're trying to, I can't say profit because, I mean, you're not going to make money off of what they're trying to do with legislation. You're going to get maybe some notoriety but why? It's just really, really strange behavior to me that, so anytime I see things that I don't understand, it's one of these things that I kind of sit back longer and I'll keep watching, I'll keep observing, yeah. I'll keep getting data points because when data points aren't adding up to a life arc, because again, let's look at life arc. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like this. It's really disjointed. So they're trying to establish a Christian life arc of we take people in and we care for them. We give them a second chance. Okay. That's good and wholesome. You didn't do your due diligence. You made a lot of really dumb errors along the way. So if you're about doing that, what we should be seeing here is, remorse. We should be seeing sadness. We should be seeing the accountability we have in the part of this about how we need to be even better Christians next time and do more due diligence, something like that. But is this interview is just really kind of disjointed from what they've established. That's why it's really odd to me.
Well, where's Dad too in this? Dad's living on property. I mean, obviously Dad's a mess up too. Because he's sitting there living with mom and dad at a very, 30-some adult age, I'm assuming. And it's like, well, he's not here. Why is he not saying anything about this? You'd think he'd be the one most vocal. It's his daughter who's dead. But grandma and grandpa are justifying bringing the Nazi onto the property.
I think what we're seeing here is not... I don't think it's any more complicated than we're seeing a group of people that are victims of their own ignorance and naivete.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.